There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The Lexus RX. With dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen, it's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's Thursday, the 2nd of July, 2020. This is Stuck at Home, but you knew that, didn't you? My name is Bex, and I'm joined by my Fun Kids friend, colleague, frenemy, hero, villain, Dan. Hi, Dan.
At the start of the week, you properly outed me as a friend, and now I'm a frenemy.
It was just the first word I could think of. I'm sorry. I don't mean it, Dan. You are my friend.
Maybe we should plan these things, Beck.
Absolutely not.
Think about these things. Thank you so much for having me, though. It's 2nd of July, coming to the end of the week, almost ready for another amazing summer weekend. Very excited.
Okay, well, I mean, that was quite a lovely introduction for yourself, Dan. So in this episode, we will give you some things to do. We chat to someone from the Week Junior magazine, and Marina Ventura is back and telling us more about the seven seas. So we're stuck at home, just like you might be recording this podcast from our bedrooms. Although on Saturday, the rules do change. So it'll mean that you can meet up with one other household inside, and in some cafes, cinemas, and even theme parks, they'll be open too. So we want to hear what you're planning to do when things go back to normal. Send a message to us at funkidslive.com/stuck and get involved. In the meantime, Dan, what have you been up to?
I've been trying to save the world, Bex. What about you?
No. Can I save the world by sending out good vibes?
Always. As we are able to do more stuff now while we're stuck at home, I've noticed when I'm out on my morning runs that there's a lot of litter everywhere. Now, I'm sure people don't mean to leave litter. It's just one of those things. You're outside, you're with your friends or your family, maybe you have a little picnic and you just kind of forget about it because you get caught up in the moment and you go and do something else. I'm sure people don't mean to leave litter, but it's a lot of work for the people to do who are whose job it is to kind of clear that stuff, especially people out on beaches as well. We don't want plastic. We don't want litter getting so close to the sea because they might get washed away forever and go and harm a seal somewhere. So what I've been doing when I'm out on my morning runs and my walks, I've just been picking up little bits of litter as I go. I know it sounds disgusting. I know it sounds a little bit gross, but it's just one of these things I think everyone needs to do. So if you are going out on a walk today, take with you a nice pair of rubber gloves, maybe a bin bag, definitely a bin bag actually, maybe one of those litter picker uppers, those squidgy things that look a bit like a dinosaur, and just go and pick up little bits as you see, because you're helping out everyone really. You're making things cleaner, you're giving the people whose job it is to do that a bit less to do, and they're swamped anyway at the moment, and you also feel really good inside yourself because you're helping out the world.
This is a very noble cause you've got yourself into here.
Also, well, thank you. When you're out in the park and it's been quite warm recently, and when you get all that litter in the bin festering in there, it smells putrid. You can almost smell it in your room. So it's just easier for everyone if you put that somewhere else.
Dan, I'm so impressed with you because I'm the kind of person, I will pick up litter if it's around. But I also, I'm a little bit squeamish as well. Let's put it like that. Yeah.
I know you're squeamish, Bex, but this is a big thing that we need to put slight grossness aside for, I reckon.
And you've got your hand sanitizer on, you haven't you, so that's fine.
Always. Well, you have to carry around your hand sanitizer anyway at the moment. So I think now, while we're all being quite cautious about our own safety and our own cleanliness and health, it's almost a better time than ever to pick up this rubbish because you've always got something to clean up after you.
Next time I see you, Dan, will you be wearing some kind of high-vis jacket? You'll have one of those litter picker-uppers. You'll have your gloves on to go.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to get a sock that's landed on Mike Wazowski's back in Monsters, Inc. That's what I'll be looking like, yes.
I love it. This is great. Greta would be very proud of you.
Well, thank you very much, Bex. That's what you can do. What have you been doing, Bex? Have you been doing something as noble as I have? Are you saving the world again?
I'm always saving the world just by being in it, Dan. But no, not this time. I have found out about Maybe, just maybe, our listeners would like to create a drawing tree. Would you like more explanation?
I'm going to need more explanation, I think. Yes,
yeah,
Bex.
I thought you might do. Okay. So I found out this amazing idea where if you wrap a kind of a washing line around a tree, maybe in a back garden, maybe your front garden, so all the neighbours can see it, and then you draw lots of little, on lots of little bits of paper, and then you peg it to the tree, and it's a really fun way of cheering up the entire neighbourhood. I did find out lots of different ways you could do it. Maybe you could do it with your friends. So if you live on a street with a few other kids, perhaps you give each other different words. So you might say to your friend, I want you to draw a rainbow. And they say to you, I want you to draw a happy face. And then you can peg it up on the tree, on the wire that's going around it. And it cheers up everybody who's looking at it. Now, if it could just be in your back garden, it could just be you doing it. It does mean that you look out in your back garden and you see your artwork displayed in nature, as nature would have wanted, of course. And it's just a really fun way of getting involved with your pals and seeing what kind of bits of art they come up with when you give them certain words.
What have you been drawing?
Well, I do love a rainbow. But you know what? I found out recently, one of my skills I've learned in lockdown, Dan, and it is, I'll not lie, it's a small skill, is I've learned how to draw a kangaroo, a cartoon kangaroo. So if I had a drawing tree outside my house right now, I would literally just fill it with pictures of kangaroos. Or I can also do a reindeer, but that's not in season.
How did you learn to draw a picture of a kangaroo?
I needed to draw one, so I Googled it and found out I did a little tutorial on how to draw a kangaroo.
But what I mean is, what did the tutorial tell you that you couldn't figure out by yourself?
I needed like to know that the lines to follow and like what shape to make it, and also to make it like cute and cartoony. And then I stuck it on a straw and then bounced it around a little bit in a Zoom chat. So I had a little kangaroo friend next to me.
I hope that when you are hanging these to your drawing tree outside, that you're following my advice and you're cleaning up after yourself.
Well, of course, we've all got to be responsible, haven't we, Dan? But it's just a really fun way of getting your pals together. Because maybe you can't see each other right now, but one day you'll wake up and you'll say, why is there a new picture on the drawing tree? And you'll realise one of your friends has been around and stuck a new picture to it. And maybe you could leave messages to each other. Maybe you could leave little kind of encouraging things on it for everybody who walks past, just like little notes that say kind of smile or help each other, that kind of thing. Or pick up litter if you're Dan.
It's a really good idea as well to talk to all your neighbours, isn't it? Because it's not just cheering you up, but you're also cheering up your neighbours, especially if you've got one of those communal gardens where everyone can see and everyone can be cheered up by your kangaroos.
Yeah, exactly. Just loads and loads of kangaroos. So if you get up to any of the things we've mentioned, maybe picking up litter, maybe making your own drawing tree, it's basically an art gallery in your back garden, let us know. Head to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode. In fact, we have had some people get in touch on the podcast app in a 5-star review. We had Shooting Star 10 who says hello and also left us the now traditional 6 octopuses. So thank you for that. We also had Elsie Mystery, age 8, who says, my thing I've learned to do is I learned to bake by myself. Elsie, send us some of your baking our way, please. I want a little snack.
Speaking of baking, we've had an email in from Benjamin, who is 8 years old, who says, one thing, I make pancakes. Benjamin, thank you so much for sending us an email all about that. If you want to send anything at all like that, fire it over to the Stuck at Home page over at funkidslive.com. Right, as Beck said, we're catching up on the 7 C's right now. So we're talking carrots and coriander and chives and... I'm looking at the wrong thing. This is a cook school episode. Hang on. No, we're talking about Marina Ventura's ocean adventure, aren't we? Marina, she is a young explorer on an adventure. You can join her and her trusty digital sidekick map app as they explore the oceans and find out all about the creatures that live beneath and above the surface. We're learning about water in this episode. So listen up, hold your breath, and also... make sure you're paying attention, because at the end of Stuck at Home, we'll give you a little quiz.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
What ho, folks! Marina Ventura, Ocean Adventurer here. I'm exploring the northerly parts of the Red Sea today. That's the sea between Egypt and Saudi Arabia. It's hot, humid, and perfect for a swim. Goggles at the ready, chaps! Phew! You don't need to be a super brain to know that seawater is normally pretty salty. And here in the Red Sea, there is so much salt, you can actually float! It isn't just salt, though. It's a mix of salt, minerals, and marine life. But it's not the same mix today as it was hundreds or thousands of years ago. Don't be silly. No dinosaurs here. Over the years, the climate and animals living in the sea have changed. Scientists can grab a snapshot of how things have changed by comparing layers of minerals, called the carbonate veins, found in old rocks with veins collected in the younger ocean crust. How clever is that? And whilst it might be peaceful here, seawater can be a noisy place to live if you're a fish. I better get back on the boat. Noise pollution is a real problem for sea life. Some noise is good. The animals and plants around coral reefs naturally make noise, and this can help baby fish find out where the food is. But underwater, things like motorboats sound similar, and this can confuse them and result in them becoming stranded. And that's another thing you can't miss about the sea. Ocean water is never still. Waves, currents, and tides all affect how the seawater moves, but do you actually know what a wave is? Let's ask the Map app, the electronic essential for every explorer. It's in my rucksack. Hang on. Oh, that's not it. I thought I'd packed it near the top. Oh, I wondered where my banjo had gone. Ah, here it is.
Hello. Gosh, it's hot here. You want a fact about cooling down?
Not today. We're finding out more about waves and the currents that cause them.
Well, I've got the perfect fact for that. But instead of going under the water, we need to go into space. First things first, the currents that cause waves are caused by gravity, the forces that pull us to the ground so we don't fly off when we jump. How strong the gravity is depends on where on the Earth you are, how high up or low down, whether you're standing as straight as a lamppost or leaning like the Tower of Pisa. It's extremely difficult to get a map of all these forces from Earth, but an amazing satellite is set to help sort it all out. GOCE, the Gravity and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer, is the first in a new series of European Space Agency satellites to focus on the planet. Its mission to map our planet's gravity field in greater detail than ever before to help add a third dimension, height, to maps of the world. This will help us to get a picture of the ocean currents.
Amazing! Well, it's time for us to catch the current here. So join me and Map App next time when we'll be finding out more about ice, from shelves to sheets. Toodle pip, adventurers!
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, a Fun Kids production in association with the Natural Environment Research Council. The science of the natural world.
You can go on more adventures with Marina Ventura by searching for, wait for it, Marina Ventura, wherever you're listening to this. We've got three questions on what you've just heard coming up at the end of Stuck at Home as well.
Well, it's time to head over to the Week Junior magazine. That's the magazine making sense of the world for 8 to 14-year-olds right now. And we are joined by managing editor Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, what story do you have for us?
Well, I have some very exciting news for mice and cheese lovers. Because a new type of cheese has accidentally been created in France. You wouldn't think there was a new variation of cheese to be invented, but it has happened. Laura and Lionel Vaxelaire, who live in the east of France near the German border, big dairy country there, they have 25 cows and they usually turn the milk from their 25 cows into a soft cheese called Munster, which has a very ancient history. It dates back to the 7th century and it was made by monks as a way to store milk in the monasteries. But anyway, during the lockdown, because of the coronavirus outbreak, the shops were shut, so the Vaxelaires couldn't sell their cheese. So they stored it in the cellar, and which is a bit of a grand term for, I think they just took it down to the cellar, left it there, forgot all about it. And a month later, they were going down, presumably just to check how things were doing, found this cheese that they'd left there, and they'd found that it had turned into something else, which tasted absolutely delicious. So when the lockdown was eased in France, they took their new invention to market, and people absolutely loved it. And they've even named it after the lockdown. The French word is le confiné, is the name of the cheese, because the French for lockdown is le confinement, apparently. But I should warn you, these are proper cheesemakers. They've got a proper cellar, We've got expertise on how to make cheese. I don't think if you left normal cheese in a cupboard, you'd find anything particularly delicious a month later. Because I've certainly left things in the fridge before, not made anything edible. So maybe don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't stick a baby bell in a cupboard and come back to it a week later and see what's happened.
Yeah, and think you may have created an absolute showstopper. You won't have.
This is amazing. The idea that you could accidentally make a new cheese, I think, is fascinating. And also, I do love cheese, so this story is right up my street.
Well, I think as well, I've been to markets in France, and I think people are, there's such a kind of veneration of food and such an admiration that I think people will try new things. And also, these are cheesemakers, so they did, presumably they were quite careful to taste it and make sure it was delicious, because they wouldn't want some sort of horror show doing away with their business. I think French people are quite brave when it comes to tasting new foods. Anyway, turned out they were right to give it a whirl because it's delicious.
Well, excellent stuff. I look forward to trying it maybe if it comes across here. Vanessa, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Right, let's get those questions then. Find out how much you've learned from Marina Ventura and her dive into the seven seas. Remember, if you want more adventures with Marina, just search for her name, Marina Ventura, wherever you are listening to this. Question one. Where's the Red Sea? Is it A, between Egypt and Saudi Arabia? B, between the United States of America and Australia? Massive. Or C, between Spain and Algeria?
Question two, true or false? The currents that cause waves are caused by gravity. Is it true? Is it false?
Got a question here, and the question writer has had an absolute field day with this one. What does GOC stand for? A, is it gosh? Oceans are cool, Emily. B, is it Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer? C, is it George's Ocean Current Extravaganza? What do you reckon it is out of those three? Come on, get your science brains in gear.
Or just your normal brains, to be honest, let's face it. Right, should we go back in time and get the answers?
Let's do that. I asked you, where is the Red Sea? Well done if you said it was A, between Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
Question two, true or false? The currents that cause waves are caused by gravity. The answer is true.
And question three, I asked you, what does GOCE stand for? It does not stand for Gosh, Oceans Are Cool, Emily. It does not stand for George's Ocean Current Extravaganza. Instead, you might have guessed it stands for B, Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer.
It's less catchy, isn't it, than Gosh, Oceans Are Cool, Emily, which I much prefer.
They are cool, Emily.
Yes. Hopefully, everybody, Emily's and non-Emily's, got 3 out of 3 on that. If you didn't, don't worry. There's another chance tomorrow in our quiz because, yeah, we're back tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. In the meantime, give those things a go we mentioned earlier. Pick up some litter and decorate a tree. Simple as that. So goodbye from Dan.
Bye.
And goodbye from me. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast from. See you later. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.